All righty, and welcome. Thank you, Michael DeWald, who's our producer-engineer here each and every week on Ask the Expert on KSRO with Dr. Walter Tom. Dr. Tom is the medical director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center. We have three locations now, Santa Rosa, Napa, Maui. Boy, that was rough, right? You strongly believe in educating the public and been featured here on Ask the Expert for over 10 years. So we want to thank you, all of our listeners, and Facebookers. We are streaming live on Facebook right now at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center, so check us out there. And remember, there's also podcasts on the website, laserandvein.com, drwaltertom.com, so if you can't catch us between 12:30 and 1, we're there. Dr. Tom sharing his passion for education professionally, teaching and lecturing internationally, and in fact, as we prepare for the show, you do have something coming up, and it kind of dovetails into what we're talking about, the California of Cosmetic Surgery, which you've been involved with years and years.
Right. So, well, first of all, hello, everybody.
Hi.
Happy fall.
Oh, my goodness.
We're welcoming in October, and it's going to be great for our wine country listeners. So, I've been involved, thank you, Robin, with the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. And it's a great group of cosmetic surgeons. And what I really like about this entity is that it's statewide, even though we actually have members who are from Texas, who are from Nevada, and Idaho. So we actually have people who have joined us because they love to come down for the annual meetings, and they like the camaraderie and the willingness to share knowledge. And
sharing,
so that's really great. The world's not perfect, and I wish that I could say that about all physicians and all specialty groups, that they're willing to share knowledge. That's not always the case, but in this particular group, and that's why I love them so much, is that they are willing to share knowledge, because if we make everybody else better, we make ourselves better, and that's really huge. So
you've been a diplomat for the American Board. I didn't mean to interrupt. Of cosmetic surgery, and that also has a breadth of education and board members. You've been serving there for years, but they do the same thing, don't they?
That's correct. So the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery, which I'm a diplomat of, also is a great entity in terms of promoting education. So and it goes along with us being on Ask the Expert on KSRO from 12:31 every Thursday, and so Robin's always asking me on Monday or Tuesday, what are we going to talk about? And I thought, why don't we preview one of my lectures that we're going to be giving at the annual meeting that's going to be in San Diego this year. You're in San Diego the first weekend in November, actually going to leave on Halloween, so I think I'm not sure what I'm going to look like going around the gas lamp district in San Diego, but I'll be dressed like something, maybe a surgeon, I don't know. But we'll be down there, and the meeting is the next 3 days, and so if you're down in San Diego, definitely give us a shout and say hi.
So you said, and the three key anatomical facial areas that filler injections, coulda, shoulda. And I'm sure there's an artistry to it. Everybody's different. Everybody's a fingerprint, so I'm sure there's a protocol, but then there are nuances.
There are. So I couldn't figure out a way of, in terms of lay terminology, though, to make my talk be a little less, quotes, nerdy, scientific, anatomic, mathematical. But basically, when we look at beauty, we may not know it, but we actually sort of have a formula in our minds as to what we think beauty is. And if you study some of the great artists like Leonardo da Vinci, my man is Michelangelo. Michelangelo, and not the turtle, but not the mutant turtle, but the actual Michelangelo. My favorite books is The Agony and the Ecstasy about Michelangelo. When you study these great artists, and they view beauty in their minds, they have sort of this formula. It's just not, here's the pretty Mona Lisa, or here's a beautiful hillside. They may be trying to replicate exactly what they're creating in terms of maybe a live model, but they also have vision in their own head and in terms of a mathematical equation. And I know that sounds kind of strange, but it's true. We look at different when we take photos, and everyone's taking photos now with their iPhone, right, or their cell phones, and we learn very quickly that you divide your photos into thirds. Okay, there's a middle third, an outer, and then the two outer thirds. Okay,
I didn't know that.
Right? But that's how you learn how to take that, or maybe horizontal, and we kind of divide these into sort of zones, and that's how you can get some. That's how you can capture a lot of of your best photos that way.
See what we learn every week here on
the show. And so when we look at the face, and let's talk about women right now. When we look at the female face, we talk about the heart-shaped face. And I think before we got into all the cosmetic surgery talk in the last 15 to 20 years, that women would understand that they talk about their, that really the attractive face is a heart-shaped face. So it, and we've actually have kind of changed that layperson terminology of a heart-shaped face into talking about the triangle of beauty.
Oh.
And you may or may not have heard that, Robin, but the triangle of beauty. So if you're not watching us on Facebook live stream, and thank you again for those who are tuning in to us, but you're driving along and, you know, don't take your hands off the wheel, but if you maybe one hand off the wheel, if you touch your cheeks, touch your left cheek, you touch your right cheek bone, that's the top of that triangle, and then you bring them down to your chin, it's an, what we might see as an upside down triangle, okay, the upside down pyramid. And that's called the triangle of beauty. But now instead of making those be straight lines, if you draw them in a more curvilinear fashion, starting from your chin, going up to the cheek, maybe around the eye, coming back down to the nose, and then going back up around the other eye and back down to your chin, that is a heart. Okay, so that's the heart-shaped face. But when we look at the heart-shaped face, is actually we're looking at the cheeks as being a little bit fuller. So that's from a frontal projection, or what in medicine we call the anterior view, the frontal projection or the anterior view from straight on when you look in the mirror. And so we were looking at the triangle of beauty. And so when you're 12 and 13 years old and a budding young beauty, and you're you have photographs of that, usually you can just sort of draw that nice little straight line from one cheek to the other and then down to the chin, and you can see that nice triangle of beauty.
So, and you know, we're fuller, we're like, have the, you know, chubby cheeks,
we have those,
right?
Chubby cheeks, right? Absolutely. And if you talk to most people, and you and the listeners, and thank you again listeners, but who tune in every week for us, but if you talk to patients and you kind of mention their high school graduation photo, almost all of us are a little bit thinner back in high school.
Yes.
And our faces are fuller. In fact, a lot of times we feel like our faces were too full, especially me being an Asian American in, you know, Detroit, Michigan, and there weren't a lot of us around. So, you know, I kind of wanted to look more white. Yeah, so we always want to be something we're not, right? Or be a temptation, a singer in Motown band.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
But, you know, we feel like our faces are too full, okay?
Right.
And that's really what we see. But that's a sign of youthfulness or vibrancy. Okay, and that's really where beauty goes to. Beauty goes to vibrancy, healthiness, youthfulness, and that's what we're looking at. So we see that anterior or that heart-shaped face or triangle of beauty. What happens is as we get older, we talk about how nature sometimes has sort of a sixth sense of humor in that our bodies get bigger and our faces deflate. And as our faces deflate, those cheeks begin to droop a little bit more. We begin to see those folds between the sides of our nose and the side of our mouth called the nasolabial folds. And then from the sides of our mouth down to our jawline, we begin to see the jowls. Okay, and even along our jawline, we begin to see the skin begin to drop. And that's
right.
Due to deflation, usually of that triangle of beauty.
Okay. Gravity.
Right. Gravity, but really
it's the
deflation,
okay,
of the balloon, and you're
right,
correct,
right,
in that gravity is pulling down the empty balloon downward or down towards our feet. So that's what happens.
Okay.
And so that's the traditional area, the triangle of beauty that we talk about when we approach the face in terms of trying to help a patient look healthier, more youthful, more vibrant.
But and thank you for that understanding, because you know, you probably assume that we all know all the, but we don't, we really don't know all this stuff. So I appreciate you filling in the blanks. So I'm sure as the years have progressed, you started the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center in 1999 here in Santa Rosa, then Napa, and now Maui. Things have changed as far as helping us kind of shape that, or, you know, mitigate the gravity, the aging, and all of this, you know. So how has it changed? What's new? What can we do? And I'm sure everybody's different, though.
Everybody is completely different. So we look at cultural differences.
Right.
We just look even within the same culture, the same ethnicity, there are differences in the face. So these are not hard, fast rules, but these are
okay,
general outlines.
Okay.
And that's what we have to remember. So even if you have a rounder Asian Latino face like me, and you're a woman, you're still going to try to keep a triangle, but that triangle is going to be a little bit wider. Okay.
Oh,
if you're
a Northern
European gal like a Keira Knightley, it's going to be a little more vertical, but it's still going to be a triangle or heart shaped. Okay. So you try to tailor that to the patient. So what we were talking about is fillers, Robin. Mm-hmm. And so those would be fillers such as Restylane and Juvederm, and there's a whole host of other ones. But if you say Restylane and Juvederm, most people understand what you're talking about. Instead of injecting the filler into a wrinkle, which is where it first got FDA released.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Right, just instead of injecting it into a wrinkle, really we use it more as volume. So we talk about structure. We're building the foundation of the face.
That's fair.
And so where I usually like to start is in the cheek area. Okay, so if you're driving along, just touch your cheekbone. If I ask you to touch your cheekbone, that's approximately the area that I would recommend that we start. And by adding volume into our cheek area, what it does is it will make it a little fuller, which gives you a more youthful, healthy look. And so, again, vibrant and healthy, which translates into youthful.
Mm-hmm.
But as you fill that area up, it does create a sort of a lifting of the middle third of the face. Remember, we talked about thirds with photos. So if we look at horizontals of the middle third, the upper third and the lower third of the face.
Okay.
So by enhancing the volume in the middle third of the face, it actually helps to minimize the look or the volume in the lower third of the face. So it kind of does this lifting visual effect for you as we look at ourselves in the mirror.
It's so different than back in the day.
It is.
Because they'd attack, you know, that area. But you weren't. It's like a mini facelift, a little bit. I know you don't want to go.
Yeah,
that far.
I don't like to. I don't want people to come in and say, "Oh, I can get filler and it's going to replace the facelift." So
No.
I want to be clear on that. But it definitely can give you a lifting
of
the face, and that's correct.
You're
completely correct on that, Robin. And so we would enhance the cheeks first in most people, even if you have full cheeks, like myself, and I've had my cheeks enhanced by our great office staff of cosmetic nurses who have put some filler in my cheeks, and for God's sake, I have this big round Asian face, right? You know, a little bit of Greek in me, but a big round Asian face. And so you think, geez, do I want to have my face look fuller or fatter? And indeed, by putting them in the key spots along the cheek area, we actually make my face look thinner, because as we're lifting up on the face, it minimizes the lower third. So it actually makes my face look thinner, even
in
my
full face. Isn't it just so counterintuitive, isn't it?
It is counterintuitive, yes.
Okay, so for a man, we were talking about the woman, right?
Right.
And we should probably break, but I just want to kind of, can we kind of review about the woman, and then are we going to go forward with the man? Because there must be subtle differences.
Oh, absolutely. There are subtle differences. What I'd like to talk,
sure.
We talked about the triangle a bit, but
right.
When we come back, there are actually two other triangles that we need to talk about.
Oh, see?
Okay.
There's so much information, so little time.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Dr. Walter Tom. Dr. Tom is the medical director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. Three locations now, Santa Rosa, Napa, Maui. We're Facebook live streaming. Thank you for being here with us live on KSRO each and every week from 12:30 to 1. We'll be back more with Dr. Tom in the anatomically correct face next.
Sonoma County, it's Harvest Fair time.
And where can you go to get all of this year's great winning wines?
The Bottle Barn.
The Bottle Barn is where wine country buys wine.
You'll find more Sonoma County wines at the Bottle Barn than anywhere in the universe.
Wines, and more wines. Sonoma, Napa, Europe, Australia, South America. Bottle Barn has got them all.
And of course, at crazy low prices.
Bottle Barn is a locally owned, independent wine, beer, and spirits mecca.
Unbeatable prices, unbeatable selection, and amazing service.
You like the better things in life?
Ask to check out the stash. We will hook you up.
Harvest time or the upcoming holidays, send something special to your friends and family out of the area.
And we ship wine almost anywhere.
So gear up and get ready.
Harvest Fair wines are coming
to the Bottle Barn.
The Bottle Barn is not your candy-ass corner store. It's where wine country buys wine. 3331 Industrial Drive in Northwest Santa Rosa.
Want to taste the absolute best of Sonoma County? The Sonoma County Harvest Fair celebrates the award-winning wines and culinary wealth that our community offers. Enjoy the grand tasting event this weekend. Adults 21 and over will get the full Sonoma County food and beverage experience. With over 300 wines to taste, you're sure to find a new favorite. For over four decades, wine and food lovers from around the country and the world have traveled to sample our county's ample bounty. And don't forget about the World Championship Grape Stomp. Come and watch the teams try to stomp, squash, and crush their way to glory. Admission to the Grape Stomp is free for all ages. Don't miss the fun Friday and Saturday only. Tasting tickets are available now at the box office or online at harvestfair.org. Make plans to attend the Sonoma County Harvest Fair this weekend, October 4th and 5th, at the Sonoma County Events Center at the Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa.
Hi, it's Rainey with the Poly Class Foundation. For decades, we've helped families find their missing children. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and are committed to ensuring that every child remains safe through prevention and education. This year, the Rip City Riders are donating funds to the foundation that will help us provide social media safety programs to students in Sonoma and Marin. You can be part of keeping kids safe by attending the Rip City Riders annual event at the Petaluma Fairgrounds on October 5th. Visit our booth, pick up a free child safety kit while also enjoying live music and eating fantastic barbecue. Thanks to the Rip City Riders and this year's sponsors, John Gleason Plumbing, Pace Supply, Lucas Dirt Track Movie, Caval Inc., and Masterson's Enterprises, you can help us with our mission while also doing something fun for yourself. Call the Poly Class Foundation or go to ripcityriders.org to learn more. See you October 5th, and thanks for your support.
All righty. Thank you, Michael DeWald, engineer, producer, each and every week here on KSRO's Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom, medical director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. Remember them at drwaltertom.com. We're streaming live on Facebook. And remember, if you can't catch Dr. Tom live between 12:30 and 1 each and every Thursday, on the Facebook stream, it stays there. So you can kind of rewatch it whenever you like. Is that fair
enough? That is correct. And I was a little slow in getting out the information about today's show. So I think that most people who want to kind of tune in will be checking on our Facebook fan page, Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers, as you said.
Wonderful.
And they can see this show or any of the other shows that we've done in the past. And I want to thank, just take a quick, I know we have about 9 minutes left.
Sure.
A quick little comment. I want to thank Robin. I don't know if people really understand who we have here in the studio when we do this. Well, Robin, you've been involved in the radio industry forever. You are, yes, you are a realtor here in Sonoma County, but you also have been involved on radio, and you're a musician and a singer, and people don't understand the kind of talent that we have here. And he tends to shy away from the front of the lens.
Very
but we
so
have Michael DeWald, and he's kind of now ignoring me a
no
little
eyes.
Bit. Come on in, Michael.
No eyes,
you can
no
be
eyes.
Seen on. And, but anyways, here's Michael. And Michael, especially as we come up to our 2-year anniversary of the Santa Rosa firestorm,
yes.
Michael, after playing hockey with me on Sunday nights, knew that there was something up, came to the KSRO station here, and was an integral part, along with Pat Kerrigan and the whole
yes.
team, in terms of disseminating that important information to Sonoma County. And it was really important to me because I was one of the people who lost their homes in the fire. And it was really great that we have this, not just talent, but people are really committed to our community. So I want to thank Michael DeWald as well. And now we're going to get back into beauty
thank
here.
You,
okay,
thank
so.
You. It is breathtaking, really, to be in this atmosphere, and it was a lifeline, wasn't it?
It really was
for all of us.
It was great
for all of us. So thank you for that. Today, as we prepare to talk about different things, you have a talk coming up in San Diego, November 16th. Is that no? It's the end of the month, isn't it?
First of November.
Excuse me. It's
That's
coming
okay.
up. It's coming up more quickly than I thought in San Diego. Talking about the anatomically correct face, the triangle of beauty, and before the break, we talked about the first one, which was across the cheek area, and putting filler in there, which seems counterintuitive, but as you say, it gives you that youthful, vibrant, healthy look, both for men and women. Now there are, and things have changed along the way as you've been in this 20 years. So you would actually, they before put it right in these folds in your cheeks, but now you're putting it and giving it the lift.
And we're getting a lift by injecting it into the cheeks. And so,
right.
You know, words are really important. So Robin, you said the anatomically correct face. And so I just want to say that I wouldn't say anatomically correct because no one's face is more correct than someone else's. But what I'm using these triangles is our guidelines.
There
and
you
so
go,
they're
fair.
Guidelines, which tend to be formulas that we see recurring over and over again in nature in terms of beauty, or what we see as humans in terms of beauty. So enhancing the cheeks, as I said, with fillers, Restylane and Juvederm is very effective. We also will inject it down in the chin area, and you say, well, why the chin? As we get older, we tend to lose some bone volume, and also it seems like our jawline becomes shortened, and then we begin to see jowls or the skin hanging over our jawline. By adding just a little bit in the tip of the chin, on your chin, if you just inject a little bit right there, that can extend by just a few millimeters our jawline, and again, give us a more defined jawline, which looks healthier. Yes. And so because it looks healthier, that translates again into more youthful and to more attractive.
A little dab will do you, though, huh?
A little bit really helps a lot. And so I go to these meetings, and although I'm lecturing, it's a funny quick little story, is that I was down at a dermatology meeting giving a talk, and I heard Dr. Patrick Bitter Jr., dermatologist, cosmetic dermatologist, he gave a talk about how he likes to do fillers. Right. And he talked about a different triangle, and that triangle, and I call them the outside triangles, if you touch your cheekbone and with your finger while you're driving, and then you drop it down to the angle of your jaw, which is just in front of your ear. So we can just kind of feel the angle of our jaw. And then we go to our chin. That's a side triangle. Oh. And he uses that area to help to pull the face backwards as well by enhancing at the angle of the jaw, the front of the chin that I just mentioned.
Right.
And by doing that, again, we can we connect the dots, if you will, by enhancing it by injecting volume along the jawline. That actually gives you a more, quote, chiseled look, okay? And it was so interesting because he gave that talk about 3 years ago, and about two years ago, I returned back to that same meeting. We both were speaking again, and I did a live demonstration, and I was basically demonstrating what he talked about, and it was as if he actually didn't know that, because he was so enthralled with the technique that I was using, and I was cracking up saying to Dr. Bitter, I learned this from you. And he was just really excited because I was injecting our practice administrators, our live model, Dion Foster. And again, by injecting at the angle of the jaw, enhancing volume in this area, if you just put your hand at the back of your jaw, and if you pinch it, what does it do? It actually pulls the skin backwards from your chin. So, yeah, so you're just going to pinch that area. That's what it does. So adding volume in this area along the jawline, at the chin, and then going back up to your cheekbone is an outside triangle of beauty that we try to enhance in women as well. So those are the three triangles, the one in front or the heart-shaped face, cheek to cheek to chin. And then on the sides, it's cheek to back of the jawline or angle of the jaw to the chin. And those are the three triangles that we work with.
We learn something new every day, I'm telling you. So that, as you mentioned earlier, this is from, and that's kind of the base.
That's what you're saying? That's the structure
that we
want to create. For pretty much almost everyone.
Okay, and how is that different? How does it, I know between person to person is going to be different. As you say, we're all different ethnicities, shape, sizes, and whatnot. But between men and women?
So for women, we like the triangle of beauty.
Okay.
So for men, though, we want more of a rectangle. So instead of a triangle of beauty, you want more of a rectangle. In fact, for some women, that's what they complain about as their cheeks deflate, and then they begin to get a squaring at the bottom part of the upside down triangle at the lower third. They feel like they're becoming to look more masculine looking. What we want to do is we don't want to create a triangle of beauty in men. And we want them to have more of a square jaw.
Right.
So when we do that, we can still give them a strong chin.
Okay.
So by enhancing volume in that area, and in fact, we even think of Dudley Do-Right. If you're, I don't know, Michael,
sorry,
you're so
it.
Young. Do you know who Dudley Do-Right is? Michael knows who Dudley Do-Right is. Okay, and Sweet Nell. So from the cartoons, Rocky and Bullwinkle. And think of Dudley Do-Right and his full chin.
Okay.
So enhancing the chin helps there, and that's a masculine feature. And so you're going to do that a little more square-like in a male versus pointed, and a little more volume in a male than you would a woman. When you enhance the cheeks, you're not going to be as aggressive in enhancing the volume in the cheek area. You want to get a little bit of a lift by enhancing the cheeks, but you're not going to make them as full as you will in a female. Then what you want to do is you want to enhance the outside portion of the face and that outside triangles that we talked about.
Sure.
So you still can, what we would do is we would enhance if you pinch pinch the angle of your jaw, gentlemen, right back there at the right in front of your ear. That's going to help to pull back that area. And we'd be even more aggressive about adding volume along your jawline. So right along the bone, if you feel that, you can add volume filler there. Okay, so it's not something that takes only one or two syringes. If you understand what I'm talking about, if you already have taken part in cosmetic procedures, but you're talking about multiple syringes when we're doing this kind of enhancement of the structure of the face, especially in men. Okay, it takes more volume in men.
That's fair. Let me ask you then too. But if once you start doing that and you keep up on it, it's not as much each and every time, I would imagine. But I don't know. I'm asking.
You are correct in that at first, the first couple of sessions, you're going to be using more syringes.
Okay.
And then once you establish the foundation, the gel that we inject, the filler, does degrade over time. The body metabolizes it. Right. So what you do is that you will just kind of do your maintenance. And so when you do your maintenance, you're not going to need as much as you do when you the first one or two treatments that you may have.
Well, that's fair. So that's good.
Yes.
So just get her going and then keep the maintenance. I'm sure everybody's different, but in between procedures, how long would you say?
So probably the first two treatments, I'm going to recommend about 3 months.
3 months apart,
About 3 months apart. And then after that, maybe about once every 6 months.
That's not bad, right?
It is really where you would be. So doing structural enhancement with filler is not a one syringe affair. It is, you have to know that you're going to be dealing with multiple syringes. Mm-hmm. And if you find that you're looking for something that maybe is a little bit more economic, then we can talk about it another time, but we can talk about facial fat grafting.
Ooh.
So we'll lead into that for the next show, facial fat grafting.
And you look at, if you're watching him on Facebook Live, he just got the biggest grin on his face because you really like this facial fat grafting.
It's my little niche here in beautiful wine country, Sonoma, Napa, and Maui now. Facial fat grafting, I really love that.
Well, technique. We have a little bit of time. You want to tease it? What's the difference and why do you
The like difference is that we take your own tissue, your own fat, under local, tiny little hole. We aspirate out some fat, and we use that fat and put it where we might put filler. In fact, we can put it in other areas that we can't use filler, which is great, and helps to just sort of overall reinflate the balloon, if you will, of youthfulness.
All right. And if we want to come in and talk to you about it, we can do that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. And then remember, Dr. Walter Tom live in San Diego, November 1st, speaking at the Cosmetic Surgery, the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, the annual. You get around. I'm telling you, you get around.
I don't want to slow down because they might catch me, so I got to keep on moving.
That's right. Fair enough. Well, thank you again for watching on Facebook Live. And remember, drwaltertom.com. Thank you, Michael DeWald, our producer engineer. And we hope to talk to you and see you each and every week here between 12:30 and 1 with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO.
The preceding was a paid presentation.